Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Saw, you know, this black thing, you know, that was in front of it, and at first I thought it was a bear. When my headlights hit it, it stood up and it turned and looked at us. The look on his face was, I mean, just total shock, surprise.
This is the Cryptid Creatures Podcast. I am Brian, and with me as always is my co-host, Todd. What's going on, buddy?
What up, man? What's going on? Another episode. You know. Kicking it out.
Right on. Hell yeah.
One
love
after
it.
The other. Love doing this
stuff.
Yeah,
I love talking to these people. It's amazing.
Yeah. Just like to hear the encounters, you know. As we've kind of developed through this, you know, we used to kind of pre-interview these people and talk to them a little bit. To get an idea, but I don't like doing that so much anymore because I want it to be just as much a surprise to me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's more fun like that.
As it is to the guests. So yep. Today we're going to bring Bob on. Bob is from Virginia.
Yep.
And he had an encounter a few years back. I'm not sure exactly what he saw, but we'll bring him on and talk to him. And hey,
yeah, I'm excited.
Shout out to the listeners. Thanks for listening as always, guys. We appreciate it so much.
Yep. We appreciate all of you.
So let's not waste any more time. Let's bring Bob on.
Yeah, let's get him.
Bob, thanks for coming on and talking to us.
Thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah, it's good having you.
Bob, you had an encounter back in 2009 in Virginia. What was going on that day and what happened? What did you see? Can you walk us into this and tell us what was going on?
Sure. We were on the way home. It was about 11:30 at night. And, you know, there's a little, I'll call it a cattle pond. It's just a little pond there to water, you know, to water livestock. And I saw, you know, this black thing, you know, that was in front of it. And at first I thought it was a bear, you know, but, you know, which is really strange in this area. You know, I grew up here. I've lived here all my life, and I've never even heard of anybody really seeing a bear, you know. That's a little farther west of here. But anyway, when my headlights hit it, it stood up and it turned and looked at us. And, you know, it was on, you know, the pond was on the other side of it. So it had nowhere to go, you know. And, you know, my wife and I, you know, we rode by and I asked my wife, I said, did you just see something, you know, and she's like, yeah, you know, and she saw this thing, you know, saw the same thing. And it was just really strange because, you know, just totally caught us off guard. I got the impression that it was kind of a young, like, adolescent, because it was really buff, didn't have any, you know, bulge around the midsection. I think the look on his face was, I mean, just total shock, surprise. And it was a very human-looking, you know, face. It wasn't like an ape face at all.
How far away from you do you think this thing was when you hit it with your headlights?
Probably 30 yards, maybe.
Okay. So you're close enough to get some detail on this thing.
Not far.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like I said, I could see, the body, you know, the muscles, you know, in the body and the surprised look on his face. That was what really, and it moved so quick. That was what kind of blew me away is how quick it stood up and looked, you know. It was really bizarre. Just I've never seen anything move that quick. I don't know if you've heard of Bill Draganis, But he came down and, and we went to the site and, looked things over and everything. We came to the conclusion that maybe it was trying to find, like maybe some frogs or something in the mud, something to eat or just drinking water. Also, their power transmission lines right next to the pond, which he thought was significant.
Yeah, I've heard they like to travel those routes because they're kind of clear cut and they can get from A to B quicker.
That's a straight shot too, but I've heard that too. I've heard stories of people working on power lines and stuff having sightings and that type of thing.
Did you say you thought this thing was a little bit younger?
Yeah. Like I said, it didn't, it just gave me that impression. It didn't really have any, it had a really tapered waist, not like the typical, videos you see that it's got a really big, midriff, that midsection bulge, I guess like older guys get, but, this one didn't have that at all. It was really buff. And I'm guessing, that's not, being young and inexperienced, that's how it managed to get itself caught out in the open like that.
Mm-hmm. How tall do you think this thing was?
Taller than me. That's probably 7, 7.5 feet, something like that.
The gentleman that came out and talked to you, was he from the BFRO?
No. Bill, actually, he kind of did his own thing. He had his own unit set up. He actually passed away a couple years ago. But, he had his own sighting up in, I believe it was Culpeper County, metal detecting with some friends. And, after his sighting, he was hooked. So, he did computer work for the federal government. Okay. A lot of it was, he couldn't talk about, but, He invented a camera too that didn't make any any ultrasound noise or anything, so that, because there was a lot of discussion about that they can hear trail cameras and stuff, and he tried to work around those issues. And he's a pretty smart guy. I was sorry to hear that he had passed.
So when this thing stood up and it had that shocked look on his face, could you see the details of the face? You said it looked kind of human-like. Could you describe what you saw?
Yeah, I did. It just the surprise look on his face, it was a totally human reaction. I mean, it wasn't, when you look at apes, they really don't have the muscles in their face like humans do, so they can't really, they don't have that expression, the range of expressions, I don't think. But this, it was totally human. It was, the face was dark, though. It was, it wasn't light colored or white. The face was very dark.
Was it like a black color? Was it brown?
I would say it's kind of a black color almost. The color of, their hair color looked black, but it looked like it had like some brown, brown tinges to it.
And how far away from your home was this, Bob?
About 15 miles.
You guys went down there when the gentleman came. Did you guys go down there and walk around the pond to see, look for prints or anything like that?
It was raining when we went back down there, so everything was, there wasn't anything left. Mm-hmm. But, it's really creepy to stand there where it was, because that made me appreciate just how big it was, made me feel really small.
Were you scared at all, you and your family?
No, I was, because you're just kind of in shock, And I went to turn around and go back, and wife's like, no way you're going back. So she was afraid. It took her a long time to even talk about it. It just kind of freaked her out.
Yeah.
But it's just really strange when you see something like that, because you just, know what you saw, but it's still like, you're still trying to get your head around it, Mm-hmm. And I'd never imagined that I would ever see something like that. But, and there, the area that I, as, I grew up in the area where the sighting was. I mean, I grew up within 5 miles of there. So, and I roamed the woods and everything, lived on a farm. I mean, we never had anything like that. I think maybe now they're just, with habitat loss, they're just moving more into areas that are where people are,
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you'd ever seen anything before or anything in that area where you lived. If this was the first time, you know, just kind of out of the blue, you guys are driving along and, you know, it's nighttime, it's late, you're kind of tired probably, and then all of a sudden, boom, you see something, you think it's a bear and it's not, and you're like, whoa.
Right.
You know, the shock factor just for the fact that you saw it is one thing, but the fact that you never had any other relative experience of that around there all your life that you grew up is crazy too.
Well, and I even need to look to see if there have been any other sites. And there, you know, there are very few in this area, you know.
You said that was north of Richmond, Virginia, basically?
Yes. Okay. I don't know if you've ever heard of King's Dominion.
King's Dominion?
Amusement Park?
No, we'll have to look that up on a map and see where that's at. Is that along the Appalachian Trail? By chance?
No, farther east. We're on the I-95 border.
Okay.
We're familiar with Interstate 95, but that's the main interstate that runs, you know, along the East Coast. Gotcha. And all the way from Maine to Florida. So, it's a couple miles off of that. So
what did the gentleman that came to see you, I forget what you said his name was?
Bill Luganis.
Bill Luganis. What did he tell you? What did he say?
Well, you know, he was convinced that, you know, the site was legitimate because, you know, just, you know, with the power lines and just the area, you know, and, you know, with my description and stuff, you know, it's just, you know, I think he just basically wanted to come down and talk to me and see, you know, just hear my story, you know,
right,
and look at the area.
Do you ever go back to that spot?
No, not really. It's kind of out of the way. I don't really have any, my friends that lived up that way moved, so I don't really go up there anymore. So, but I think about it all the time. It's, you know, it's not something that you forget.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think I would, I think I'd go back there and just sit and watch, you know, cause of that pond, they were probably coming to that pond before or going again, maybe not after you scared him, but, you know, it's interesting that that's probably a water hole for those guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, and there's it's right next to Ashland Berry Farm, which, you know, they grow all kinds of, you know, produce and stuff.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, like, you know, that might be part of the attraction also.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got food and water, so why not, right? And an easy access to it.
Well, and you got that power line that runs pretty much straight north-south, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that they use that a lot on different shows and whatnot. I've heard that they use power line trails or whatnot because they're just clear-cut and they can get from A to B pretty quick. And people really don't see that, you know, you don't see too much of those trails on the highway or road too much. So they're kind of secluded, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it just blows me away that, because, you know, most of the sightings that happen in Virginia are the western part of the state. You know, there's very few in the eastern part, but it just, you know, I guess they're just getting pushed out, you know. And
yeah, they're growing and migrating, you know, growing as a species.
One or two, you know, that it seems like, you know, I know a lot of it has to do with just people having phones, but there's so many more sightings these days. I'm wondering, is the population expanding?
Yeah, I think it is. I definitely think it is. You know, if people aren't out hunting these things and killing these things off, absolutely. They definitely have to be growing, and that's why I think we're seeing more and more sightings, you know, occurring more and more. Going to get to a point where, they're going to be abundant, I think, if it keeps going.
Yeah, eventually we're not going to be able to deny it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're rapidly approaching that point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, people talk about mountain lions and stuff like that and how rare it is to see a mountain lion, but you do see them, you know, and I don't know if there's more mountain lions being seen than Bigfoot. It sounds like maybe not these days. But, you know, as a species like Bigfoot, they're going to expand. They're going to grow like humans. And, you know, they're going to populate more. So eventually it's going to get to a point where there's going to be too much interaction for it to be denied. Bob, before you had this incident, did you believe in Bigfoot?
Yes. You know, I've just always struck by the consistency of the reports. You have people all over the U.S. describe the exact same thing. You know, so obviously, you know, it's not like other phenomena where people are seeing different things. This with this thing, you know, people always they see the same thing. You know, there's very little variation in just what they see. You know, so you know, they're not all liars. You know,
people are talking about these things and they're describing the same thing. It's not like people are making it up and going, well, I'm just going to say it was 8 foot tall. It was hairy. It kind of looked like a human in the face, but it didn't have it didn't have the skin tone as humans. How long do you think this incident lasted? Like, how many seconds were you looking at this thing?
That's something I tried to figure out. I'm thinking somewhere between 5 and 10 seconds. I mean, I got long enough because, you know, when my lights hit it, I actually slowed down because I'm like, oh, I see a bear. You know, I've seen them up in the western part of the state a couple of times, but just like I said, I've never seen one down in this part of the state. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, immediately taking my foot off the gas, slowing down. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'd say not quite 10 seconds. I mean, I had a good long look at it. I mean, long enough for it, you know, to see it sit there, you know, bent over, and then for it to stand up and turn to look at us. I mean, that, you know, so.
Did it take off running, you said, or are you guys had just passed it?
There was nowhere for it to go. You know, that was this weird part is that it didn't give itself anywhere because the only place to go was through the pond to get away from us. Either I had to run toward us or through the pond.
Okay. It was on that side of the pond. Okay.
Yeah, it was on my side of the pond.
And you said you're about 30 yards away from it or something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm sure your wife was pretty freaked out for a while as well.
Yeah, she was. But it was just so bizarre, though. Because you never imagined seeing something like that.
Mm-hmm. And do you still live in that area, Bob?
Oh, yeah. I still live in the area. I've lived here all my life. You know, here in this, I guess, in about a 30-mile radius. And so, you know, that's the thing, you know, is that kind of bugs me, too, is I've spent lots of time in the woods, you know. And it's not the same going to the woods anymore.
Yeah. You're always looking for one, I'm sure.
Well, I don't even want, you know, if I go, I usually carry a gun with me now. I don't go, you know, not that it does me a lot of good, I don't think, but it makes me feel a little better.
Right.
I don't know.
We hear that a lot.
Yeah, Brian and I were talking, and I don't think that these things are seen. I think if you're going to see one, it's because you caught it off guard, it wants you to see it. You've probably been in the woods a lot, and you may have been around those things, but you never knew they were there.
Oh, yeah, you never will.
They're so stealthy. Right. They can remain quiet, hidden. But when people do have these encounters, a lot of times it's because we've caught them off guard. They weren't expecting. Right. You know, he had probably went to that pond several times at the same time every night, getting a drink, whatever, never had a car come through that area, didn't think about it, and all of a sudden you come around the curve and boom, you're on him, you know. You definitely startled it, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah, we didn't see any other vehicles on the road. We're the only, you know, we drove about 10 miles down the road total, and, I mean, we didn't see another vehicle at all. So, I mean, it's pretty deserted, you know, out of the country, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'd definitely like to drive around that area and check it out. If I was you, I would probably make a trip out of my way just to go by to see if there's anything around. If
I would.
Maybe you don't want to. Maybe would you want to see another one, Bob?
That's a good question. I don't know. I've seen it. I'm kind of like, I'm good.
Yeah, we've had that response from a couple people that say no, but I wouldn't want to see another one. But then a lot of people say yes, you know, they would definitely want to see one again.
Yeah, and a lot of them say that I'd love to see one, but in my car, 100 yards away,
or a good distance away.
Yeah, I love these people that say that you know they wouldn't be afraid of it or anything. It's like, yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
Yeah, as much as Brian and I talk about it and we say, God, we just want to have an encounter, you know, and I think that if we did, we'd probably be like, okay, cool, let's just stay here and stare at this thing. But we'd probably be so scared, I don't know what would happen, you know. It'd be a shock factor.
We would just stand there because we'd be frozen with fear, probably.
Yeah.
It's really, it's bizarre because I could never imagine seeing such a thing.
Yeah. You know, my wife and I went to Virginia earlier this year. We were out on the coast, but I was looking up some spots to what I call go squatching, you know. And right. there really wasn't a lot of areas toward the eastern side of the state where sightings have been recorded, I guess. Not to say that people aren't seeing them there. But, yeah, definitely more toward the border there of West Virginia, I believe, is where people are seeing those things more.
That area.
Without looking at a map, I'm not sure how far away you are from West Virginia, but my job.
It's about 4 hours.
Is it that far? Okay.
Yeah, I'm a good ways from West Virginia.
My mental geography isn't quite working well this morning. I haven't had enough coffee, but.
I am in the dead center of the state.
Okay.
Right in the center. But there are a lot of swamps, you know, in the eastern part of the state, which I think that, you know, really don't allow people much access, you know. And so I think there may be some activity on in those areas, but it's just that, you know, it's just so difficult for people to get into those areas that they're pretty well hidden.
Mm-hmm. I kind of wonder if they don't kind of lay low in those areas and then venture out to, like, spots where you saw one, you know, trying to survey their land, so to speak, and see what they can get away with and what they can't. And maybe if they run into too many people or see too many people, because they're going to see people before they see them most of the time.
Right.
You know, they might just retreat back to those areas and stay hidden, because people don't go. You know, we've said this a lot of times on the show. People, there's so much unexplored land out there in every state. Where people just don't go and don't know what's there, you know.
Yeah, another area that I've heard some things about is the Northern Neck area of Virginia, which is actually the area that's up on the Potomac River across from Maryland. That area is sparsely inhabited. It's got a lot of, you know, just, you know, tributaries, you know, stuff that runs into the Potomac River. And actually, we had we went up to Westmoreland State Park, which I don't know exactly when this was, but it's been since we had the sighting back in 2009. We went fossil hunting at the park at night, you know, because it was low tide. And we heard a scream, and, you know, it kind of freaked my wife out. So, you know, she insisted that we leave, so we left. But it was, you know, it was a very loud yell. And we have no idea what it was, but
was it a deep sounding howl, or was it like a high pierced kind of scream?
It was, you know, I tried to find something that it kind of sounded like the Ohio Grassman. I don't know if you're familiar with that call.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very similar to that big whoop or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So your wife said, "Let's get out of here, huh? Party pooper."
Well, it was at night, you know, late at night. And,
I probably would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
So after seeing this thing, looking at its face, you said it was kind of human-like. Could you describe any details, like the nose, the eyes, the mouth? Were you close enough to see that, or?
No, just I just the expression on its face, you know, just that, you know, wide-eyed, shocked look, you know.
Like, oh shit, I've been caught, kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like, and it's nowhere to go. That was the thing too, you know.
What do you think? What do you think Bigfoot is? Do you think he's just a what we say is a flesh and blood creature roaming around in the woods? It just hasn't been discovered. Do you think there's any kind of like supernatural?
No. I think it's just a creature in the woods. That's it's humanoid. It's not, you know, I wouldn't call it an ape, an unknown primate. To me, that sounds like a pretty good description, you know?
Do you think they've been around for a long time, maybe before humans?
Oh, yeah. You know, Native American stories, you know, they all have stories about it.
Yeah. Why do you think they haven't been discovered yet? We were talking about that. We're talking about population. More and more people are seeing them. But, you know, you would think if the natives were talking about it back in the day, why do you think that, you know, science says, hey, these things are real, they're out there, be careful. Do you think there's a cover-up going on? Do you think government's involved?
Actually, yeah. You know, think what would happen, though, if we said, okay, there's an animal out there, and, you know, this is where it lives. are they going to protect its habitat? Because it basically lives everywhere. You know what I mean? That's going to be a nightmare.
Right.
You know, they say, you know what I mean? Right. It's just a huge can of worms you open.
Yeah.
You know, when you admit that it's real. And I think admitting that it's not real, you know, kind of protects it. You know, government knows. You know.
Yeah, we think so, too.
Yeah, I'm convinced the government knows. And, you know, they just, it's just, you know, it would just be a nightmare. They admit that it's legit, you know?
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Right.
Do you think these things are dangerous, Bob?
I think they can be. I think basically they just want to be left alone. But yeah, I think they can be territorial. And I think they can be dangerous. I wouldn't want to find out.
Not me either.
Yeah, I was watching some stuff about the Alaskan Triangle. I'm not sure if you guys have heard about that, but
oh yeah.
You know, they're talking about like 16,000 people have come up missing in the past so many years up there, and just based on the population and that amount of people, it's just crazy. And people just wondering, you know, they're not finding bodies, they're not finding the backpacks, they're not finding anything. These people are just gone.
Yeah, right.
So it makes you wonder, you know, are they treading on these things' turf, and are these things stepping up saying, hey, you know. The more abundant they are, maybe they're more protective of their area, so to speak. I don't know. It's
Could
hard
be.
To say.
Well, it may, you know, different areas may be more aggressive than others, you know, too. You don't know. And you don't know if there's some difference in genetics, too, you know.
Well, I just wonder sometime if maybe there's going to be a hunter out there that's just going to end up shooting one, you know, accidentally, purposely, whatever, and brings a body forward, if it's going to happen, if they're going to, you know, reveal these things, or if the government's going to still try to cover it up. I've heard a lot of stories where things similar to that have happened, and
government swoops in. And,
was South St. Helens one they found supposedly burned or something the government did, or Forest Service found?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk to a lot of Forest Service people that have been around for a while that may have or may have not seen these things.
I tell you what's I do too is like I don't hunt, but I have a lot of friends that do. You know, we're talking. You know, I'll say, well, did you have anything strange happen when you're hunting? And they'll be like, yeah, there was this one. You know what I mean? I've had a couple of people tell me stories that strange things they've had. You know, hunting, which they kind of blew off, but they, you know, they have more to it. My brother-in-law was telling me he was in a deer stand, and it was something in the tree, and it was moving around through the trees, shaking the trees, mm-hmm. which was just kind of weird, you know. But he said he never saw anything. I heard another story. We have a military base, AP Hill, mm-hmm. and it's I think in land area it's like about the third largest in the U.S. It's a huge military base, but it's used mostly for National Guard training. But I read a story about a Marine unit from Quantico was doing some training there, and you know, they post, sentries around camp at night. And he said something was an animal in the tree, and it moved all the way around their camp through the trees. And he said, you know, that the next day he was talking to one of the others, because it was three of them on sentry, you know, 3 points sentry. And he said that one of the other guys saw it too. So, you know, there haven't been other sightings in the area. That's such a huge area. There's just nothing there, mm-hmm. you know, the forest.
Not Sounds far. Like you got some activity going on down there, Bob.
Well, like yeah. I said, I think it's, you know, that they're moving out into new areas, new habitat, you know?
Yeah. Well, if you're out there and you see something going on, or you happen to catch another one, you got to get a hold of us and let us know.
Okay, if I hear anything, or even if I hear about anything, I'll let you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah, any kind of stories. We appreciate you coming on and talking to us and telling us your encounter.
Yeah, sure. That was cool.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate you having me.
All right, Bob. Well, you take care. If you see something, all right, let us
know. Yeah, have a good New Year.
You too.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Well, Bob definitely saw something, Bigfoot.
Yeah. Sure. That was pretty cool.
Caught him off guard, got him in his headlights.
Yeah, he was just minding his business, getting a drink of water.
Yeah, he's just thirsty. It makes you wonder how often he or others have been coming down to that pond that time of night, you know, with the traffic being like it was. I tell you what, I keep saying this, you know, it's like, man, if that was me, I'd keep going back there and sitting there with a camera, with a video. But, you know, Bob didn't want to have much to do with it, I don't think, and neither did his wife.
But his wife definitely didn't, it sounded like.
Yeah, like we keep saying, oh, we'd love to have an encounter, and maybe someday we will, but maybe it would freak us out a lot more than we think it would, you know?
You never know until it happens, you know what I mean?
So, guys, we just kind of want to say, hey, you know, the phone quality there on that one isn't the greatest. Sorry about that. Sometimes we can't get guys to.
Please don't complain in the comments. We know.
Yeah, we've had that happen. You know, we can't always get these guys on our program that we use, but we're not going to pass up an interview or that, you know. So we'll try to work on that a little bit and make it sound as good as possible for you. But yeah, you know, sometimes you just got to talk to these guys as best as you can, and you get them on a phone call. That's the best you can do. Some guys aren't tech savvy or even have a computer to do this stuff on. So apologize for the sound quality, but we'll work on it. Yep. We definitely want to let those go. I'm not going to let those go to the wayside. So.
Oh, heck no.
As we produce.
A sighting's a sighting. So.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so that was good stuff. Hopefully Bob can see some more stuff and get a hold of us down the road, or anybody for that matter. You know, one thing I was going to say, I wanted to bring up, we've had a lot of people ask about what happened to Herman.
I know. We need to get him back on the show so we can figure out what happened to Herman.
Yeah, if you guys remember, Roy came on and talked about his Dogman werewolf encounter and talked about Herman. So you guys know what I'm talking about. We will bring Roy back on. We've talked to him already. He's willing to come back on and talk about some more stuff that he's got, and also tell us what happened to Herman. So it is coming down the road, so be patient with us. We will bring him back on.
We'll get him back. Yep, because I'm curious too.
I am. We haven't asked him on the side. We're waiting as well. No. So we'll find out what's going on with Herman, and we'll let you guys know for sure. So.
Darn right.
All right. Until then, next time, Brian, have a good one. Thanks, as always, for hanging out with me, brother.
Always fun, man.
All right. We will talk to you later.
Yep. See ya.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.